103.7 the beat. Am I right? Okay, good. I'm on, and this is Big Rob. How y'all doing this afternoon, this great afternoon? We have Mallory Metzger, and we have Miss Denise, always gone Quinn.
Don't do that.
we're here to talk about Black History. But before that, where you been, Denise?
Trying to live.
Where is my bookmarks?
We don't have them this year.
Don't you think you need
to do is take them all and keep them for yourself? So we stop getting them.
Don't you think you need to make some for me, Denise?
No, you go look in your drawer. You probably got 10,000 sitting in your drawer by yourself. Can we get some advertisement? That's all we ask.
You know, I could give you some brochures. I made up some brochures. I can give you
okay.
Some.
No, that'll be that.
No, he don't want to, but nobody his but himself.
Denise just hating.
Programs because he just gave them all, put them in the drawer with his books.
Denise just hating because
he will read a book.
Oh yeah, I will read a book. I don't have a problem with reading books. See all these books behind me? Read every last one of them.
Wow.
So we're here to talk about Black History Month at Hackley Public Library. Denise, usually around this time we have you and Mallory come in once a week, but you know, due to COVID and social distancing and you know, going out, being a missionary, you know, preaching to everybody and stuff like that. You know, I know you couldn't make any. We were scheduled, y'all, for last week, but Denise, because of Denise, we couldn't make it in. She had a prior engagement with the Lord. And
really?
A prior engagement with the Lord?
Yeah, she had a prior engagement with the Lord.
I was out praying for you.
So what's going on at Hackley Public Library on February the 16th on to the 28th?
I'll let Mary. Yeah.
So we have some really cool programs coming up. You know, we have had Black hair care clinics in the past, and we kind of took a break from that last year. We didn't have that last year. So now we're going to be having it again, which I'm excited for. I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. And we're going to be having expert Nitra Hood come back, and she's going to be, you know, giving great insight into hair care and just, you know, making sure that everyone knows how to properly take care of their hair, how to care for a young person's hair, and really just, you know, maintaining the health of your hair. And so that's going to be on February 22nd, which is a Monday. So it's this Monday coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at 6:00 virtually, of course, through Zoom, like all of our other programs that we've been doing. And it's, you know, it's free to enjoy. People can register for it right on hackleylibrary.org or our Facebook page, you know, or you can give us a call too. For anyone that wants to find our contact information, you can always visit our website, but our phone number is 231-722-8000. And so, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. You know, we've had a lot of interest with it in the past, and it's just really helpful. You know, it's great insight, and, you know, people are also able to ask questions. You know, they can interact, they can, you know, leave comments, they can ask questions. So it's really, it's not only getting helpful information, but if you have questions, you can ask, you know, anything that's on the tip of your tongue, or if you want to think about the questions for a little while and write them down and have them ready for Monday, you know, everyone's welcome to do that.
All right.
So if you're looking for at least some people to try to show up like they did if they were here. It's going to be an exciting moment where you can see some Black hair care and you don't have to pay for it. It's all free. So whatever questions you would ask if you were in-house, you can still ask them online. So please join us. We look forward to seeing you all come out or, as they say, virtually see you.
It is cool. You know, it's fun because, you know, with virtual, you know, you don't see people in person, but you still get that chance to interact, which is
and
great.
You don't have to come out in the snow. You'd be right there in front of your TV and the computer.
The comfort of your own home.
All right.
You don't have to miss the show. Just watch both of us.
Now, what else do y'all have coming up for Black History Month?
So the Ebony Players will be here, what, on the 27th? Yeah. So he's going to be doing a play on virtually as well. So they were here last year. So hopefully the performance will be just as good as it was last year. So
that's I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, the Ebony Road Players, you know, they're a renowned theater group based out of Grand Rapids. And as Denise mentioned, they were here before. You know, last year they did a really great play showcasing the supposed meeting between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. You know, and it's just kind of like a what if. And it was so great. It was so wonderful. They were very talented.
They did an awesome job.
And then this year, the play that we'll be viewing, again, virtually, we'll be viewing it, is called Anne and Emmett. And it shares, you know, the stories, the lives of Anne Frank and Emmett Till. And in the play, these two very profound, prominent figures, they meet in a place called Memory. And they kind of share the accounts of their lives and their deaths. So it's a conversation between the two of them. And it's, you know, I think it's going to be really intriguing. It's going to be, you know, extremely insightful to kind of hear, you know, the lives depicted from each of them and, you know, what it would have been like if they would have been able to have that conversation. So, you know, I think it's definitely something you want to mark your calendar for. I'm excited for it. I wouldn't want to miss it. So that's going to be on Saturday, February 27th at 2 p.m. virtually through Zoom. And again, you can register for that right on our website or our Facebook page.
And it's, again, free. You don't have to send your credit card in to try to see the show. You just tune in. That's all we need you to do.
All you need to do is provide your email address. Free, simple, easy, and it's definitely going to be something you're going to want to watch.
So check our website for that information, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That'll be it for this year. We've had a couple of, we had the trivia this year. We had the cooking, which it wasn't a contest. We basically just had a young lady share some cooking, cooking tips and whatnot. And we had the poetry, and that was last week as well. So we still try to have as much as we could with the situation that it is.
Yes.
It's not like in normal cases. We normally have a few more things, or like I said, have more things that can come in. Times have changed, and again, we try to still bring it to you the best way we could.
Yeah. And, you know, like Denise mentioned, we weren't able to have the Sweet Soul Food Cooking Dessert Contest, but we did have Lakeisha Harris give some great insight for the cooking program. And I got to say, you know, it was really cool. It was a lot of really interesting information for those that, you know, either love cooking or maybe they're not so sure about cooking. So it was kind of a great segue into, you know, getting to know the roots of some soul food cooking dishes. And I thought it was great. You know, it was fun. We had a good turnout. So it's been going well.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, Hackley Public Library is still open to the public, correct?
Yes.
Social distancing?
Limited services. So you may want to call prior to coming so that you can see what services are available. That's the best way to do it nowadays. We're open from 10 to 2 every day, Monday through Saturday. And like I said, there's limited services, so please call before coming.
Something cool to note, one of the services that actually just became available today, we now have our regular DVD collection available for browsing. You know, before it was closed off for browsing and you could still check out DVDs, but an employee would have to retrieve them for you. But now we have brand new DVD shelves. It's a lot more easier to access the DVDs now, a lot more user friendly. And so people can now start browsing DVDs again, which is great. We're really excited about it.
That's good. That's good. Maybe and next
they're
week.
Free.
Yeah, they're free.
Everything's free.
You gotta stand there because every time you say something different, they think, "Oh, I gotta pay for it." No, you don't have to pay for it. It's free. That means you know, borrow it and bring it back. But you know,
It's free.
Got a few people want to keep them. You know,
right.
I don't remember what the actual cost was, but I saw something really interesting one time. It was, you know, comparing if you were to purchase all of the items that you borrow from the library, it's hundreds of dollars that you're saving. You know, it's such an incredible thing to be able to utilize a library and the services that they offer. And it's, as Denise said, it's all free. You know, it's something that's right at your fingertips.
And everything is closing as far as videos now. So, you know, right. You're not going to get one anyway.
Right, right,
come
right.
To
you are absolutely right about that. Very much so right about that. Do you foresee Black History Month being celebrated next year?
And hopefully,
with COVID being the way it is, and everybody's unsure about everything and stuff. So,
I think if we can still bring it to them virtually, I think we can still, and we still want people to come. You know, as I say, once you learn the virtual thing, I think people will start, you know, attending a little bit more, knowing that we're going to be trying to have it. So if we have to be this way next year, we'll try to do it even better next year. If we can bring it back home, we would love to bring it back home. So, yeah, don't give up on us yet.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you know, of course, we'd love to be in person with everyone for programs. You know, there's definitely that nice connection that you have in person with people. But, you know, I think that I can speak for all of us. We've really enjoyed having these virtual programs still. We've enjoyed the people coming to them virtually. You know, we've enjoyed the interaction. We have enjoyed really just being able to continue to provide these programs. And we're thankful for everyone tuning in and watching them and being part of it. You know, without our community, we wouldn't have these programs. You know, it's really important to just kind of keep it going. And we love it. We're really grateful.
And you guys,
Black History Month, we have them every month. So as people get used to having these programs virtually through Hackley Public Library, I want you to spread the word if you can, because that lets people know about the upcoming next Black History Month or the next program that Mallory may have or the programs that we're going to be having. And you might enjoy them quite a bit if you get more involved. So again, everything is free. So why not do something that's free? And you're using your computer every day, all the time. So why not?
Or your phone.
Or your phone.
Or your tablet.
Yeah, the trivia, and the young lady was, it shouldn't have been done, but she was driving down the street with her. So, trying to play the trivia contest. But, you know, I can't help but say much love to her for even doing that much, you know. But we was like, an accident.
I was going to say, I know they still read to children on Facebook. I see that a lot, you know. You guys still read to the kids and so keep it up.
It's next month, so you know, for the remainder of this month and then also in March, every Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. is Facebook Live Toddler Story Time, and then Fridays at 10:30 a.m. it's preschool story time. And you know, that's just really getting kids involved with stories and music, you know, songs and fun movement activities. And yeah, these can all be enjoyed, you know, virtually, right online, right on our Facebook page.
Well, again, thank you guys. We appreciate everything that you guys do. Denise, I'm tired of only seeing you once a year.
Well, invite me out sometime, Rob. I'll enjoy just talking to you.
We just had an event you could have came to.
What was that?
Judas and the Black Messiah. And we had Fred Hampton Jr.'s son with a Q&A. Shows, you know, well, we're going to have to discuss this off air, but hopefully you can bring it to Hackley Public Library next year during Black History Month.
Okay, well,
great movie, very good movie. But thank y'all for coming by. Anything else before we end this broadcast?
We appreciate you and all the advertising you continue to do for us, and the extra that you do, you know, just showing love for the community and Hackley Public Library. I don't want you to think we take that lightly. I just want to let you know we appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
I second what Denise said. You know, you guys being able to share the word, you know, share everything that we have going on, it's extremely appreciated. And everyone who listens, you know, to 103.7 The Beat or goes on your Facebook page and shares, you know, what's going on, it's very much appreciated. And, you know, just another shout out to Bess Commodore, you know, for making all of these Black History Month programs possible. You know, it's just such an amazing bequest that we were left from her. We're extremely grateful. And yeah, just, you know, be on the lookout for even more programs coming up. We have some great ones in March. Definitely, you know, be on the lookout. Check them out.
And don't forget the ones that's coming up for the next couple of weeks for Black History Month as well. So,
and repeat those dates, Denise, if you would.
They are the 22nd at 6 o'clock. That's the Black Hair Care Clinic. Again, check in, come in, get the website off our. Go to our website to get the Zoom or send it to Mallory so that she can send you the Zoom link. And we also have the 27th, the Ebony Player is going to be doing a play. So again, please come out. It's free. I can't emphasize that enough that it's free. So why not join us? You're on your phones. You're on your computers all the time. You don't have to leave your house. Ask questions. Text. Just send us a message and we'll try to get those questions answered. So look forward to seeing you all out.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys once again. We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.
Bye.